This is more like it. It's peaceful. It's sunny. The sky's blue. I've just nearly been hit by a couple riding bicycles, which is the kind of thing you expect in the run-up to summer. But it's certainly not the weather-beaten mess that we were greeted with yesterday. That was hard. A couple of times I was trying to duck into doorways during that. So I'm just walking into town. Where I live, I'm directly between two different towns. The direction I walked in yesterday took me into Newcastle-under-Lyme, and the way I'm walking today is taking me towards Hanley, which is often described as the city centre. Which is, you know, slightly more retail friendly than Newcastle is, because vast swathes of Newcastle just seem to be either shut or shit. But anyway, I'm meeting with some friends, and we're going to play a round of bingo, because we did that last week, and because quite a lot of us were never gone before, we got vouchers, and you only get 2 weeks to use them, so we're going to use them tonight. So there's nice. Right. So that's what I'm on my way to. Obviously, as always, I can say always now because this is the third one, but it's evening ramble time, and that means that in quite a panic, I've quickly grasped out for suggestions of things to talk about, and I got two suggestions. I got one from Dottie McDot, of Music Versus the World blog fame, which was Rooftops, and I got one from Twitter user Beat City Tone, which is Buffy the Vampire Slayer. So I'm just going to witter for another 6 minutes and see what happens. But unfortunately, I never really got into Buffy the Vampire Slayer. And I think as a side effect, it took me a little while to cotton on to Firefly, because there is just there's something about mini series formats that I don't always take to very easily. So Firefly is fantastic, and the quality of Joss Whedon's dialogue in that is really, really high. So I'm really glad that I got onto Firefly. I just still haven't watched Buffy or anything like that. I don't know. I don't get drawn into things very easily, I think. Um, So that's my tuppence worth about Buffy the Vampire Slayer. Matt, the keyboard player in my band, is currently re-watching Buffy. And quite quickly rediscovered his love for it, so that's cool. Now then, rooftops. Tomorrow, I'm heading out to the cinema to see Amazing Spider-Man 2, which I'm really looking forward to. Because I really, really enjoyed the last Spider-Man film. I always had quite a thing for Spider-Man because I loved the wall crawling aspect and the swinging around and jumping about from rooftop to rooftop. See what I did there? The way that was presented was really cool, and I really went for Spider-Man in quite a big way at one point. But yeah, even now, I kind of have mixed feelings about the Tobey Maguire films. I loved them when they came out, but the more I looked back on them, I didn't find his Tobey Maguire terribly sympathetic as a character, because I don't know. He seemed to just bring about so many of his own problems by either being a dick or I don't know. He never really seemed to fully learn the lesson that was taught to him by Uncle Ben's shooting. Whereas I've found Andrew Garfield's portrayal of Peter Parker to be sympathetic, funny, and he just doesn't seem like Tobey Maguire's Peter Parker seemed really slow on the uptake, and it just seemed slow. Like, compared to how clever he's supposed to be. Whereas Andrew Garfield's Parker is like I say, he's funny, quick, a relatable human being. He seems like a decent kid from the outset. And he's also really clever. And I don't know, I think he seems like more the character that he should have been in the Tobey Maguire Sam Raimi films. So in that regard, I'm really looking forward to seeing how the second one goes. I'm feverishly trying to avoid any spoilers for it. I don't think the trailer's given too much away. I hope it hasn't. I can't really remember it, so that's got to be a good sign. Yeah. And I'm about halfway to town now. So that's taken up a good chunk of the walk, and I'm just crossing a road, which is exactly the kind of visualisation you needed at this point. I'm walking past dual carriageways and stuff now. It's getting quite busy, so it's probably a good time for me to stop. That's been my evening ramble. I hope you've enjoyed it, and I hope it's not been rubbish. So cheerio.